When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We're so excited. We're gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday.
I mentioned inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol. More specifically, vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Happy Friday. Picks coming up. We're down to 44 degrees right now outside. It was 61 at one point. At least my car said it was, and that's an official source. I would know.
It was real nice, windy, but nice. Nice couple.
Very
of,
nice.
Nice couple of afternoons. Last two afternoons.
Right now in Jacksonville, it is 74, 82 and sunny tomorrow. The latest I have on Sunday is 66 and rain in the morning and windy for game day.
Is wind through the game? Windy during the game
like?
Or
what,
windy?
What am I, Al Roker?
I don't know if you got hour by hour there. I mean,
maybe I do.
You probably do. Just you gotta delete some of those emails.
That's the problem.
There's no correlation there whatsoever, you idiot.
No, it's 10 to 20 miles an hour, 50% chance of rain Sunday in Jacksonville. What am I, Al Roker? Who's the all-time weatherman? Weather person?
Barry Lillis,
weatherman Rushmore. Barry Lillis has the show ever. Al Roker.
I don't know. I'm Tom Joles. I'm local. I'm not going to go. I never really paid attention to the national weather people.
Who are they?
I've never been
Willard
a guy.
Scott. Willard Scott.
I remember Willard Scott. I just never watched those morning shows.
I did before school. I would watch one of them, Today or Good Morning America, before getting on the bus.
I think I'm enough older than you that those shows didn't exist when I was going to school.
Well, they definitely, no, they definitely existed. The Today Show, I mean, that's a quiz show. Dave Garraway?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Back to the 50s.
Just never been my thing. I've never thought, I got to turn the TV on. Like, even when the kids were little and I'd be up making them little egg sandwiches or something before I either took them out to the bus stop or drove them to school, although mostly by the time I was driving them, they were old enough to make their own breakfast. I never would think, and we had a TV in the kitchen, and they'd go, I got to get good morning, I got to see what's going on.
I don't think I really had that exact thought.
Never.
It was just a habit. It would be on in the Brian Gumbel,
right?
And the Today Show would be on in the house before I would.
I guess what I'm saying is mostly my parents didn't watch it because you're saying if it's on, then you would get in the habit of watching it and maybe keep watching it as you got older. But we just never was a thing.
I was interested in TV, is what it was. I didn't aspire to be like an anchor of a show like that, but I wanted to be in this. I wanted to.
Yeah.
I was always. I'd watch anything. I mean. Anything, like just
mornings for me
operas.
As a kid, as soon, I watched a lot of soap operas because my grandma, Grandma Parker, whose birthday was on the same day as mine, so my dad's mom, she lived with us for quite a while when I was in like really from middle school to early high school, I guess. I don't know if those years line up. I can't remember when she passed away exactly, but I'd come home and I would watch the soap operas with her. And I was... You know, up on it enough. It's not like something I would talk about on the bus, but I knew what was happening as the world turns. Like, I just, I knew, because I would hang out and watch it with my grandma. Now, mornings for me, going to school, as soon as I got a stereo in my room, and that's another thing, I don't remember what year that was, but I remember having a stereo in my room and headphones, and I would always take it right up until the last minute. I had to get out of the house and walk to the corner for the bus, listening to what I wanted to set my mood for the day. So what have I got here, right? I got some Allman Brothers Band. Later on, it would have been the Who, or even eventually the Clash and the Ramones. Like, headphones, listening, eating a Pop-Tart, just standing in my room. Like, okay, I guess I gotta go. Chris, you're gonna miss the bus. Headphones off, out to the bus.
Mm-hmm.
No time for TV.
Thinking about soap operas last night because Lisa Rinna is on the Traitors.
Who's Lisa Rinna?
Lisa Rinna, Days of Our Lives. That's kind of how she got her big break.
Mm.
Okay, enough about this silliness. Enough silliness. Let's get to something serious. That is NFL picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you?
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
On to the playoffs. There are 13 games left. I'm up 8.5, I think.
Yep.
All right. We usually alternate in the playoffs. Want to do that?
Yeah,
are you going to go against all of mine, or you want to just
I need to see what's happening. But yeah, we can just do each game. Is that what you mean? Rather than you do your five or six picks.
Yeah. One by one.
Yeah. All right.
I kind of thought about just taking all the favorites or all the underdogs because, a little game theory, like, mm-hmm. What are the favorites going to go 0-6 or are the underdogs going to go 0-6, but I'm not doing that. I picked them up each, honestly,
mm-hmm.
And I've got three favorites, three underdogs.
Uh-oh.
As it turns out.
That's what I have too.
There will be differences.
Yeah, there will. And I'm prepared to change if I need to.
Okay.
We got to play a game here.
I'll take the Rams somewhat reluctantly, -10.5 tomorrow afternoon in Charlotte. They lost there, but the people who shape these lines know that. They're aware of that, that Carolina beat them. And that was a game the Bills must have not have been playing at the same time because I was watching Red Zone that day. And Stafford threw interceptions. It was just messy from the Rams. I doubt that happens again. Carolina hit a couple of kind of miracle plays too, fourth down plays. They'll be hard-pressed to repeat that. Much better team. Much better team. Maybe the best team in the league versus,
the worst team in the playoffs.
The 24th best team in the league? Or the
worst team in the playoffs, I think, probably.
How about maybe the worst team in their division and they won it?
Right. Can I I just want to ask a question here because I'm supposed to now tell you what I want to do.
Yes.
Can I go back when we're done and change this pick? Because I want to take the Rams. But if we're too much the same,
sure.
I may want to take the 10.5. So I want to reserve the right to circle back.
Fine.
If I need to. But for now, I'm going to say Rams, same. I just, it is a lot of points. So if I need to find a way to get something against you, I may just go there. But for now, I'll say Rams.
Puka Nacua is maybe the chalkiest pick of the FFPC playoff challenge. One pick per team. And everybody loves him. Game two, tomorrow night. I'll take the Bears. It's vibes. Chicago +1.5 at home against Green Bay. Green Bay has been kind of stuck. I mean, they lost to Philadelphia last year in this round. They've gotten to the playoffs maybe every year under Love, but maybe every year. But they sort of hit their heads on the ceiling here. And they are favored. I like that for their chances that they're a favorite as a 7 seed on the road. Of course, they'd be on the road as a 7, but I'm vibing with the Bears at home. Third meeting in like about a month. Love how it's going with Luther Burden, Colston Loveland, even DJ Moore had a big game against Green Bay in one of the two meetings. Odunze may be back. They can really run it. Their defense is iffy. Is Green Bay the team that can exploit that? Not really for me. So probably a close game. I'll take the point and a half with the home team.
I also like the Bears, but because this is a contest and it's minus 1.5 and feels very much like a coin flip kind of game, the games, both of the games recently have come right down to the end. We were talking about this earlier with Sam and I think even with Joe Ostrowski yesterday. Sam Peniatovich, not Sam Monson, although he might have may have said the same thing. I'll take the Packers minus the 1.5. I don't love it, but I need to make up ground.
Mm-hmm. Game three, I'll take Jacksonville. I've just never felt it this week and really for a while with the Bills. Plus 1.5. I respect that team is really complete. And I'm not, like we talked about last hour, somebody that thinks like Trevor Lawrence will get scared or Liam Cohen will like drop his play sheet and trip over himself or something. And you know, the Bills on the road are an iffy bet. So I think it's a tough opponent. I'm not going to bet the Jaguars probably, but that's where my head is.
I will take the Bills, and I would have taken the Bills, unless you had, and then maybe I would have had to play the game a little bit. But I, as much as I respect the Jags, I do feel like experience, not that I think the Cohen is going to, you know, call timeouts when he doesn't have any and get a penalty or something, because I've been in the playoffs before. I don't think that. And we talked about Lawrence half an hour ago, four picks in the first half, four touchdowns to lead a comeback. So I'm not worried about him and them being shaky. I'll just trust experience here, and I'll trust Allen. And I feel like this isn't necessarily true across the board, but I feel like, you know, these games where they start and Allen is just on it. You know, like he'll even say after, like, I just felt it. Like, the way the ball was coming off my hand, maybe we get one of those days out of him, and that's enough to cover the point and a half, so I'll take the Bills.
I looked it up. There are 20 games in NFL history where a quarterback threw four touchdown passes and four interceptions, the most recent being that Lawrence performance in the playoffs. Ryan Fitzpatrick did it for the Bills in a loss at New England. Tom Brady did it in the famous Bills upset win here in 2011. Drayton Florence, four touchdown passes, four interceptions. Joe Namath, and also a famous game at the Rock Pile in 1968. Four touchdowns, five interceptions, three were pick sixes. All right, got to go faster. Pick four, Sunday 4:30. I'll take the Eagles. It's a numbers pick. I mean, the line has really pushed toward Philadelphia. I don't really love it, but people are spending, apparently, real money on Philadelphia, and the line has jumped, almost doubled, in a couple of days. Philadelphia.
I, earlier today, loved this game at 4.5 before the line jumped another 1.5 up to 6. So I'm going to swing over to the 49ers side. Also, tactically, because of the game you and I are playing, 6 points is a lot.
5.5 now, but still. Oh, wow. What a reaction.
I liked the 6 so much, and I also just typed it into my iPad so I'd have a record of it, but it's okay.
All right.
5.5.
Live line.
5.5.
Live FanDuel.
Stupid FanDuel.
I'll take New England Sunday night, -3.5. That'll be interesting, too. Jim Harbaugh, I mean, Super Bowl winner. That's kind of the theme this year. AFC doesn't have the famous accomplished quarterbacks as per usual, but they do have Super Bowl winning coaches. Like even Vrabel, who hasn't won as a coach, he's won as a player and he's won Coach of the Year. You know, it's pretty stiff competition there. I got to respect that, but the Chargers have just had so many problems up front. And I got to feel like Vrabel and New England will figure out ways to take advantage of that. That Milton Williams is back, mm-hmm. and they've been a different team against the run when he plays. So 3.5 for a home team that went 14-3. Okay.
I will take the Chargers. I was going to take the Chargers. This is like more than anything wishful thinking. I think if you had taken the Chargers, I would have swung over to New England. So I'm not like in love with it, but what? I don't know. Give me a couple of Herbert to Quentin Johnston touchdowns after we talked about him a minute ago. I think they're in tough. This game, despite the spread being so low, feels to me like it could be a game that sneakily just turns out like 35-10 or something for New England. But I'll take the Chargers. I love losing.
Yeah, I expect May to be great. You know, just – Another one where you're going to hear, can he handle the playoffs? Does he seem like somebody who can't? I don't know. Just expect him to be great. Finally, Monday night, I'll take the Steelers. +3.
Oh, I thought for sure you weren't going to join me on that.
Well, I hate it, but see.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
CJ Stroud at Pittsburgh in the playoffs. Show me.
I really like it. It's like I really do like it. I'm definitely going to stay on that. So what have I got? I've got four that I'm different than you on.
Yeah, without accounting for the first game.
Right. The middle four there. I'll stay on. I really believe in the Steeler one, so I'll stay there, and I'll keep the Rams the same too. Four different is enough. If I get those,
I'll need them all.
Yeah, if I get that, I've cut your lead in half, and that's almost in half anyway.
If you get that, we've got a Bills game next week, unless they win by 1 point. Then
could happen.
That'd be fine, right? That's what I should want.
Right.
The Bills to win by 1 point, right. Taking these picks as seriously as I do.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
We'll see about Ty Johnson. There'll be news tomorrow. We've talked with Sal all week about how much there is for the Bills to figure out with their roster and elevation.
Practice
and
squad
injuries.
Call-ups. Right. Yeah, if Ty Johnson can't play, then Frank Gore Jr. is in the window. Think about 2-minute drill, third downs, how much they trust him to be the guy there. And it's not just to block. I mean, he obviously is a weapon, but man, that turning to Ray Davis or Cook or Frank Gore Jr., that's a big variable.
It's different.
Yep. And then you've got the situation with the receiving corps. Palmer, see about him. Hardman, maybe. I don't know. Linebackers, defensive tackles. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock. I mean, it's the playoffs. Everything matters more. I know there are people that every week pay attention to 4 o'clock on Saturday or whatever the time is. It's not always that. But when it's a 1 o'clock game, that's when it is. Feels like that's really going to be a big one this week.
See about the kicker, too.
Right.
Prater. I've said all week I wouldn't trust him with this recurrence of a leg injury. Come on. But I guess it trended the right way. So we'll see if they make a move there. They have Matthew Wright available if they want to shelve Matt Prater. All right. We were very excited to get Sam Monson back on with us today talking about the Jaguars season, the Bills and the matchup, and some of the playoffs and coaching news as well. We'll have that conversation for you next with Sam. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR. And by the way, as we take a break, we should tell you that the break is brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.